Kobuk 440 race organizer and past 440 racer Tracy Schaefer reached by phone at camp. Her husband Chuck Schaefer is president of the Kobuk 440 Racing Association, a veteran 440 musher, and he's racing again this year. First morning of the Kobuk 440, Friday morning. Teams are in and out of Kiana. Most of them rested about maybe 4 or 5 hours there. They're all on the way to Ambler. And we heard teams might be getting in there maybe even kind of close to noon.
Yeah, Susan, I'm looking at the tracker on trackleaders.com. And it looks to me like the first musher at this point is Ken Anderson, and he looks to be 22, 23 miles outside of Ambler. So I would say that he'll probably be there between 12:30 and 1. Right behind him is Cynthia Brand, and then behind her is Chuck Schaefer, and then Pete Kaiser. And the whole pack is still, you know, pretty well grouped in about 5, 10, 15, just within about 20 miles. So everybody's still kind of moving right along, so it's really nice to see.
Do you have any info about, like, how fast they're going?
Yeah, let's see. Ken's speed is 7.2 miles an hour, and Cynthia is about 7.4, and Chuck is about 7.8 right now. So that's good news. That means that it's still nice and cool, and the trail's still nice and hard. So as they're going to get to Ambler just in time for it to be nice and warm and everybody can take a nap in the sun, and then they'll be taking off for their upriver loop towards the evening when it'll be cooling off. So that's something that gets to be an issue. These long, warm days, you've got some pretty hairy dogs, and they tend to get a little hot and a little tired in the afternoon. So it looks like the trail seems to be holding together pretty well right now if they're still moving along at those speeds, 7 and 8 miles an hour. So looks like, from where I'm sitting, it looks like things are pretty good. So, and the coverage has been really great. The trail crew is working really hard to keep pictures and videos and updates coming. So
and
everybody's doing a great job.
Where can people look for those, and where can they find the tracker?
The tracker is on trackleaders.com/Kobuk440. There's a link to that on the Kobuk 440 Facebook page and on the website, which is www.kobuk440.com.
Oh, so remind me again, there's a required 8-hour layover?
There is a required 20 hours of rest for the whole race. So people have to get 20 hours of rest in checkpoints. Most people will take a couple more hours here and there, like in between on the long runs, but they have to have at least 20 hours that they can choose where to take in any checkpoint.
They can divide it up any way they want.
Exactly.
No longer 8 hours in.
No, so there's not a specific time that they have to take in one place. It's just they can divide it however they feel like they need to.
Cool. Great. Thanks. Before you go, we have some cool race statistics here from 2009. It shows John Baker coming in first place. But do you remember the winner from last year?
John Baker.
Kobuk 440 race organizer and past 440 racer Tracy Schaefer reached by phone at camp.